Have you been cutting a salmon yourself?
Yeah, nobody else has cut it here with me.
Oh, you really do. How long have you been camped here?
Oh, since first of the month. I think it's
6th of July.
And I get over pretty close to 20, 50, pretty about 100 fish. I sold some, you know. About 100 fish, I would have went in here. That would have put in a fairly extensive, something, you know.
It's a really nice smokehouse. Did you build a smokehouse?
Yeah, this spring. I had one across the river, but it collapsed, you know. A lot of snow last winter on the roof. There was a flat roof like this, and there was no bracing. Too much weight on that.
How many fish have you been getting a day?
Oh, I don't know. I'll tell you on a calendar up there what I've been getting a day. 37 today.
Oh wow, there's a calendar with everything on it.
Yeah, I gotta turn this into the fishing game. I got commercial licenses, so and then I have to, can't get away from tax.
So you keep a calendar every day of how many fish you catch,
mm-hmm,
for fishing game.
Yeah, and then I turn this in every month.
What was your, what was the best day this month of July?
Where is it? 50 something.
And there's 57 over there.
Yeah, that's it.
57 fish on the 15th.
Yeah, one day.
Wow. And they're all king salmon you've been getting.
All king, yeah. That's a lot of fish.
Yeah.
You know, it's good you get them about that big, you know.
Uh-huh.
You see what size they are down there.
Yeah. I see you started out on the 6th. Is that the first day you start fishing?
Yeah. No, I had a nicking in July, way in June. I caught one the 29th and 30th.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first king I caught.
What and day? how many nets did you have out just then?
One
net.
I got a 150-foot net over there. And I got another net down below with 100 feet. But this one over here is where we get our most fish.
The one right out here, yeah, off the gravel bar?
On the other side. This little net here belonged to the village up here, this mental camp. They have no place to set nets, so I told them there's a little netty there, you can try it. Doesn't hurt to try it. Oh, they put a net in there yesterday, and by gosh, they got two fish this morning.
They come down from their camp then, just to check the...
Yeah, they come down this morning. Go down to this morning. Who's wood in the fire? Well, then it penetrated right through the fish. And, you want a piece of dry fish and you can just take that fruit. And cotton doesn't, you know. That's pretty good. Cotton and birch is pretty good.
Is there a difference when you have a fire in the barrel than a...
Well, a whole fire better.
Open fire?
No, a stove.
Yeah, how come?
Well, it's closed.
I don't understand. You mean so the fish doesn't taste smoky?
Well, no, that's for the heat. For the heat. Well, it still gives out smoke. But open fire would be, it'd get too hot, and then, you know, if the wind blow like this, well, that flame up. But in a drum stove like that, it'd burn a long time. I fill it up in the evening, and when I wake up in the morning, there's still fire in there.
How long does it take, you know, to smoke dry fish?
About 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Oh, about middle of August, then be all dried.
And then you hang it outside first to air dry for a while?
Yeah, until it gets crusted, you know.
Until it take about how long for that?
Oh, I didn't leave that all day long. As soon as it started raining, I got that tarp and I put it over it, you know, keep the rain off of it. Till I get crusted real well, then I put it inside.
And these pieces over here, are those for the dogs?
Mm-hmm.
Do you leave the bones in or take them out?
I leave the bones in them. I don't eat mind. Them. I don't eat them. The dogs eat them.
We wondered about that. It seems like bones might be harder than a dog.
No, dogs are. Dogs eat anything. You know. See them dogs down here? They wouldn't eat fish guts. But I cut those fins off and I throw it down on a bunch of willows to dry off a little bit, and that's when they eat it. See him noon on there now?
Do you dry other parts of the fish besides the meat itself? And do you keep the livers?
No. You know, when you get 25, 30, 40 fish a day, you got plenty of work if you're going to strip. And you got no time to fool with those things. We generally put them in a can and take them all the way out in the river and dump them. We're going to clean fish down the river about a mile down below. Keep the bugs away from there, you know. At the same time, we get a bunch of slime and fish heads down there rot. It smells. You know.
When you sell, like, fish strips, do you sell the ones that are already smoked?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. $3 a pound right here.
Wow.
That's what I get for it right here.
How about for the green fish?
I get 30 cents a pound here.
About how much of the fish do you sell and how many do you keep?
Me? Well, I keep about 1/4 of it for myself. The rest I sell. See, if I get about 400 pounds, 500 pounds of strips, 550, will I keep 50 pounds? That's enough to do me for the winter. And that big dry fish, you see them fish slabs there? I sell that for $1.50 a pound. And a lot of people rather have that than to have salmon strips. Well, that's a lot cheaper. And there's no difference in it than the salmon strips, because this is not salted. That's only the difference. This is not salted.
Like, you dip the strips in brine first before they're smoked?
Oh, yeah. I leave them in brine for a half hour, get them salty.
Do many people in Stevens Village depend on the fish that you get here to eat?
No, I generally sell them all out from here.
To like Fairbanks and
overseas? Oh, yeah. I'd rather sell them all here than save me the trouble hauling it up. If I have to haul it up from here, I'd have to charge $3.50 a pound for strips.
How about the eggs? Do you use any of them yourself or sell them all?
Oh, I sell them all to this guy. I've been throwing them away before this guy started coming around. So I saved up a whole bunch of eggs last year. I dried them up, you know, put them up in a burlap sack, and I got no dogs. And I kept... this spring I finally give them away. That's a lot of dead work for nothing, you know. A fish wheel. You put in a fish wheel in the river, any place. You never catch a fish.
Mm.
There's certain eddies that fish hits. There's certain eddies. There's a lot of good eddies, you know, but they're no good. There's a big eddy down here. One of the mental boys got net down there. All they caught was a white fish down there. 3-4 days now, they've been looking at that net. It's gone every day. And this little eddy there, who got the boat tied. Look pretty good to me. I tell them, my gosh, this one kid Neil, you know. I tell him, you know, I kind of think when the fish come out of that idiot over there, he hit the swift current and I throw them this side. I can try a net there. So he put a net there yesterday. I guess he got a couple big king.
Hmm.
And a short net. He didn't sit right here.
Hmm. How do you choose an eddy? That's my question.
Huh?
How do you choose an eddy?
Just try it out.
Put a net in and try it.
Yeah. That's the only way I know. So this eddy has been here a long time. Nobody ever fished here, you know.
First time the Minto people saw so many fish, they cut everything. Heads.
Oh, yeah, what do you got? Just baby. No way up on the hill where they can't get no fish. If I had dope, and I was living in a fish like that, I would say those. I think they're great people to come that far for something to eat. Sure. There were people up here in the village just sitting in the village all summer, all kinds of fish in the rivers. Huh? I'm trying to buy, I want to buy a fish from you. I think I don't know fish to sell. People are coming hundreds of miles just to get a few pounds of fish. You didn't know if they're going to get fish or not when they come over.
You're from Minto?
Oh, yeah. I've been up and down this Yukon, but I've been fishing at rapids.
At the rapids?
Yeah.
Further down?
Yeah. It's more different than here.
What's different from the rapids than
here? You use fish wheel there. Right here you use net.
Are there many nets being used right here?
Well, I don't know. Right now?
Yeah, right
in
now.
In present time? No, we just got about 3 or 4 nets.
When
you
did...
See, he got nets. And this man that lived here, he lived and turned the net over to me. And he's got the papers. And I run this fish camp under his name.
What's your name?
Matthew.
When did people first come here from Minto to the Yukon River?
When did you first see the Yukon?
Well, this summer, when did people come over here and camp?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
I should have started.
Well, you see, in early days, the people used to come from the Tanana River and come over, go fishing. Well, that was all forgotten about. But now, we find out we don't get as good salt over there on Tanana River. So we see the highway, so we come over here. Was going to spend a couple of nights here fishing. And we ran into the fish here, those few that could be passed around. So we just going to fish till everybody gets what they want, you know. Then this is our first year here and trying to do, maybe we might do better next year.
How did you get here? You get here from Minto?
On the highway. Car.
Uh-huh. How long does it take to come by car from Minto?
5 hours.
5 hours. When did people first come here this summer?
Oh, about a week ago.
Early July?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think people will be here all summer fishing?
No. No. You see, we're not prepared for this. We just come over just for a visit, and here we ran to this and we didn't want to throw the fish away. Catch what we want, fill up our freezer, then we take off again.
How many fish have you been getting a day?
How many fish? About 20.
Why do you use nets here and fish wheels on the Tanana?
Why we use fish wheel between fish wheel and fish net?
Yeah.
Well, you see, on Tanana River, there's no eddies like this.
Gilbert's.
And then you don't get that good as fish over there as here. You see, you get better fish, good fish here. And you get a lot of eddies, you can set net here. More easier.
Place where you don't get no salmon. It's out in the country. Off the...
Right in New Town side, it's different. We're not on Tanana River. See, we're way off from Tanana River. We're quite a ways from Tanana River, so we just catch whitefish and pikes, it's all in net. So we come over here to get salmon. That's what we come over for.
Do some Minto people have nets on the Tanana River right now?
No.
They're too far from there. And better
I just told you it was too far. We're halfway.
So it's easy to come to the Yukon instead of go to the Tanana River.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Got cars to come over. They haul the boats over here. You see, the reason why we're over here is because we try to get something to feed for ourselves. Better fish over here. More fish over here. And there's a highway coming here. And it's different from our place. Our place is, you have to go about 100 miles to get for a fish net, see? With a fish net. And you gotta go just by boat. Not much traffic through there, you see? Over here you got highway. Besides, that's the first time, it's the first time we've come over here. And we're just taking our experience about it to come over here again some other time.
How did you happen to pick this place?
Well, we heard about it, see? And that's the reason we're all here. And we're sent for fish nets. See, they got different kind of nets from us. So we'll buy fish nets like they have around here. And we started to catch salmon, you see. Over there we just got pike and whitefish fish nets. See the difference? Yeah. So it's just like way back, like my brother say. That's the same way, like we... It's different, a little different. That's the reason we're here. A lot of people come in and go, our people. They all go back, they come. Two, 3 days, the small smokehouse.
Was this smokehouse just built?
Just now, yeah. That one over there was just built yesterday.
You're asking a lot of questions.
Do you also smoke the whitefish?
Yes, yes, that to eat too.
Cut it the same way?
Yeah. We do this for ourselves to eat. We don't do that for ourselves, like some people do, you know, they make business of it. We don't do that.
This is just food for yourselves for the wintertime.
What's your name?
Robert Titus, my name.
Especially we come from the new town site.
Yeah.
What was the fishing like in Old Minto?
Not Old as Minto good as here. This is better, that's why we come over. They got mostly whitefish and pikes and different kinds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They don't have no salmon like this. Just
you don't get good fish like here.
Yeah.
How many families have come over this summer to be at this campsite on the Yukon River?
No, they just nobody just toss them. There's three, four, five families.
One, two, three, four, five, six families. There's seven, but one took off already. The big chief took off this morning.
Who is the chief?
Peter John. All the same. Which is
She could
take it over next trip.
This one right there.
It's a nice little room.
Take
a hole there.
Yeah. Take that. A hole there. I did not. I did not have yet one of these. That's quite a roomy room.
Yeah.
I think this is room 32.
Yeah.
Barber, do you see any like it?
No, that's mine.
Oh, yours?
Yeah.
How about this? This is ours, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're talking about you don't need to care all right there. Lots of us come down.
I want a knife.
A lot of grease is going in there, you don't need no hair oil. I got see, you'll be just it. Right here.
Green.
With that beard.
Daddy, give me a knife.